Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Ryan Lehrer on WNYC from the Jerome L. Green Performance Space today with our 20-year news and history quiz just ended to mark the 20th anniversary of this program. We'll be doing a few 20th anniversary related programs between now and November 9th, the anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall, mostly looking at what was going on back then in that really history-changing couple of weeks or six-week period. We have in the green space with us a large segment of the audience that was being born in 1989. We figured, well, we're turning 20. Let's invite a lot of people who themselves are turning 20 and have a conversation for our last few minutes about the world between then and now. And so for our 20-year-olds or college undergraduates, those of you who are 20 or thereabouts, who thinks, from what you know, that the world is a better place today than when you were born. Applaud if you think that. Who applauded? Seriously, let's hear from somebody who applauded. Hi, tell us who you are.
Hi, my name is Louisa Mink. I'm a student at Columbia University, and I really don't like when people ask that question. Oh, do you think the world is a better place now? Like you're supposed to say no. I think it is. Probably for me personally, as a female athlete, a female student, I think that there's a lot of opportunities now that also just weren't available to people 20 years ago even. And I'm an optimist, so I always think it's better now than it used to be.
Thank you. Anyone else? Who else applauded? Who else applauded? Willing to raise your hand and go into it a little bit. Yeah, back there. As she falls out of her seat, yeah, trying to get to the microphone.
I'm Nina Bowers. I'm a sophomore at the New School. I guess I just feel like with the development of all the new technology we have out there, it's a scary world, but there's so much more potential. And there's ways that we're uniting as a country and a world that we have never been able to do before. So, I don't know. I think that there's hope much more than...
Thank you. Among the 20-year-olds who did not applaud, either you didn't applaud because you were trying to digest the question or because you think your parents screwed everything up. Who did not applaud because you think the world is a worse place today than 20 years ago? Yes.
Well, to quote George Carlin, poverty, drugs, crime, corruption, genocide, prejudice, and the ice capades, there's something very wrong with the world at large.
And I think he said that in about 1983. did your parents screw it up?
I was born in 1990, so I'm a little bit younger, but I don't think my parents being middle class, Americans and immigrants really had a lot to do with it. I mean, they barely ate out a living to keep me here and keep themselves at home. And I'm not really sure the middle class really has a lot of say anymore in what goes on. So,
for the older members of our audience, applaud if you think the world is a better place than it was 20 years ago. And those who think it is not, ma'am, why did you applaud?
As a cancer survivor, I wouldn't have been alive 20 years ago. I have ovarian cancer, and the chemotherapy is keeping me alive 6 years now.
That's great. That's really wonderful. Let's stay with you. How would you say the world is most different, other than that, from 20 years ago? Yeah.
The internet connection between people makes people instantaneously connected, whereas before letters, phone calls, things like that just weren't as easy.
How many of the older members of the audience think that the internet is, by and large, a good thing? By and large, a threat? Nobody here. Nobody here thinks it's ruining our attention spans and isolating your kids from each other because they don't go out face to face. You've got a little of that, yes? Can we get a microphone over there?
I think it's dehumanizing, really. It's very easy to keep in touch with people through the internet and not have to reach out personally, and I think that humanity is lost. that contact.
Thank you. Any of the 20-year-olds ever harbor resentment against your parents' generation? In all seriousness, I'm not just talking about your relationship with your mom and your dad, but to the generation in a big sense for kind of, why didn't you leave us a better world? Things are so messed up. You could have done a better job for us. So we'll bring the microphone right around here. You have that thought?
Yeah, I'd like a job. It was easy.
That would be a good start.
You know,
right?
it seemed like it was easier for my parents to get a job out of college than it is for me.
Anybody else on that? Of all the things in the news quiz, again, for 20-year-olds, what did you find most important? Do you agree with what I said earlier in the hour that maybe the biggest events of the last 20 years were the collapse of communism and 9/11 and the advent of the internet and the decline of the middle class in the United States? Anything else there that anybody would pick up on and go, gosh, that really makes me think? Not quite. All right. So for the 20-year-olds, what would be your goal for the next 20 years? By the time you're 40, how about back to that first woman who said the world's a better place today than it was 20 years ago? Where would you like to see things 20 years from now?
Personally or in general?
In general. I'm not talking about your career goals.
Okay. In general, I would like to see green energy, obviously, carbon extraction from the atmosphere, all that stuff that kind of needs to happen if, you know, in 40 years, we still want to not be all underwater right now. So, yeah, I think that in the future, the most important thing that's going to happen is going to be green energy initiatives and also a reform of the healthcare system.
Who else? Who else among the college students wants to talk about your hopes, not just for yourself, but for the world, for 20 years from now? Hi, and tell us who you are and where you go to school.
Hi, my name is Ilana Rice. I'm from Barnard College. And it was raised before during your interview with Michael Moore that the major question that he gets is with regards to whether he will ever do something about the education system. And for me, I think that my fundamental hope for the future is that our education system can be reformed, because I think that it's tied into so many other things. And I feel blessed not only to have received what I'm already noticing is great education at Barnard, but also at my high school, a different kind of education where I experienced a great amount of diversity. And I think there's just so much to be gained in terms of economic knowledge about how to manage your life, how to understand others, that so many of the issues that we're dealing with in the world will all go back to fundamentally what we learned in these few years when we are 20. And so that's what I hope to see.
Thank you very much. And one over here. Hi.
Hi.
Who are you? Where do you go to school?
I just graduated, so I'm a little bit older. Yeah, I
graduated from where?
University of Vermont.
Great.
And I'd like to see just shorter term, maybe, the U.S. out of Iraq and Afghanistan. It's just, I don't know. It's a short term goal.
And Afghanistan. One was the debate over the last few years. The other is the debate to come, right?
Yeah.
Because you included Afghanistan. For the baby boomer members of our audience, do you feel your generation has done a good job in your prime of managing the world? Baby boomers, applaud if you do think your generation has done a pretty good job overall. Are there any baby boomers in the audience? Applaud if you think your generation has not. Okay, let's find one of those people. And it's interesting because it seems like the 20-year-olds are more optimistic. Give the boomers more credit than maybe you give yourselves. Hi, what happened?
I don't know, Brian. I agreed with the woman over here about the internet and the loss of connectivity and lack of voter participation, the demise of newspapers. It all kind of comes together in a knot.
Where do you think the idealism went from your generation's college days?
I have no idea.
What do you want of the next generation?
Intelligence and return to sort of understanding that, like Michael Moore was saying, democracy is not a spectator sport.
Who else? Who wants? Is there a 20-year-old who wants to respond to that, or do we have another baby boomer? Either way. Hi, who's that? Yeah, a baby boomer? No? We have someone else? Hi. No. Sorry, you had your hand up. All right, let's see. One, yes, that woman right back there. Go ahead, you're going to get our last word, too. We have 30 seconds, and it's yours.
Well, in response to the point about democracy not being a spectator sport, I think the reason that a lot of us are here in this audience is because we believe that and because we hope to be involved in the news and world affairs, and we want to become involved, and I think that there's something to be said for a generation that is looking forward to revisiting kind of the sense of apathy that we see growing in the world, and we're here and we're prepared, I think.
And that is a great way to end our 20th anniversary show. I want to thank, before we go off the air, the four senior producers who have led this program at different times: Meg Luther until 1993, Marianne Carlson from then until 2001, Nuala McGovern until this year and for the last few months and for many years to come, I hope, Megan Ryan. And as we heard with the poster question, the producers are always right. Thanks very much to everyone else who has worked on the show over the many years as a producer or as an intern or helping in the technical end, and everyone else. Thanks today to our Green Space team, and thanks to all of you, whether you have listened for 20 years or just the last 20 minutes. Year 21 begins on Monday. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Brian Miller.